The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning. I'm Jean Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates, out and about as usual. And in May, we are talking about memories, how we create them, you know, both the good and the bad ones. And there are always both in life, how our memory works. And then when you think about life, I mean, it is just kind of one big memory. I mean, we're just, if you think about life and you think about the fact that when everything goes the exact way that you plan it and everything goes smoothly, you don't remember those times. But when something happens and you really, like, things get all screwed up, those are the memories we remember. So it's kind of almost like when things go south, it's really you're creating the best memories and the ones you really hang on to. So we'll be talking about our dirty little secrets this morning, a little bit on Mother's Day.
And, Suzanne, you have something which I have not heard yet. Goodness, 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 I don't know what you're going to say. Something on gas. I hope not the personal kind, you know, but I hope it's the kind at the pump. I don't know what you're going to say, but you're going to tell us something.
We just have to hold on and hang on and see, but you never can know what's going to come out of my mouth, as you will know.
That's for sure. And then we have our Snoop and Scoop interview, and today it is with Karen Schlotthauer of Lohman Abdo, Attorneys at Law, and we will be discussing all things willable.
Then we'll look at May's fabulous drawings, and they are fabulous. And you can win them by just signing up on our website. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort. And talk about creating memories. These are both amazing drawing prizes. So.
Right. So go to our website, www.agingbutdangerous.com, and check out our latest blogs. There's some great blogs on there and all kinds of good stuff.
So our dirty little secrets this week, you know, you have uncovered some things about Mother's Day, and of course Mother's Day is tomorrow, and what have you uncovered?
Well, this is really interesting because now, of course, the United States Postal Service did a survey, and 90% of moms prefer a handwritten card or letter to be delivered for Mother's Day instead of a present or, you know, an email or anything like that. And I think that is just, well, I think it's very true, but that is a high number, 94%. And it's really interesting because this morning on Good Morning America, Patricia Heaton was on there, and she has four sons up to the age of 19. She says, you want to know my best Mother's Day gift ever? And they said, what was it? And she says, I'll tell you whenever I get one. 19 years, she has never gotten a Mother's Day present or anything. Now,
oh,
is
that's
that
terrible?
Isn't that just?
I think her husband would be.
I know it. I thought that was shocking. So,
I think that's sad. I think that's really sad. I think we should send her a Mother's Day card or something.
I know. Well, I told. I told Michelle, my daughter, that I for Mother's Day not to do anything. I wanted to Skype. So.
Well, but I think that's. I mean, it saves money. First of all, if people just sat down, took the time to write something really nice, just some reflections, some memories, and then they could, I mean, they're saving tons of money by doing that, too. So I think that's what we get. We get caught up in this gift economy,
mm-hmm.
and it's not, it's really not, it's kind of like that whole thing that, like that blog I wrote on Christmas. So many people would just rather have money or rather have a note for Christmas, too. So mm-hmm. I think we get sucked into that.
Yeah.
And you know, Hallmark. It's Hallmark.
Yeah.
Hallmark's fault.
Yeah. Well, what about this gas information? I can't wait to hear about that.
Well, here's the deal. if you go to the gas pump, you run your credit card like I do, and then you drive off, then the station has all your information, your charge card number, and that is the way that people have been stealing people's identities. So my friend was talking about this weekend, and he goes, well, do you clear your transaction after you fill up? And I'm like, no, I don't even know what you're talking about. So he had read an article that said, always be sure and clear that transaction. So and I didn't even know there was a button, but there is a button on there.
I was going to say. Yeah.
It's right there.
It is. Huh. Isn't that interesting? Because I have always wondered, because you hear that people can steal your credit card at the gas tank, and I always wonder how you can prevent that. So that is unbelievable information.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. Talk about memories. I mean, those are the kind of memories you don't want to create, is having somebody steal your identity. And it's probably not likely, but anything you can do in this day and age to protect yourself, I think, is really worth thinking about.
No, but I think it is one of the easy ones to do. I mean, I've heard that it's easy to steal that at a gas pump. So I was really, I mean, that's what I've heard. So I think that's...
See, aren't you relieved that I didn't talk about, like, eating beans or something like that?
Yeah, I am. I didn't know what you were going to say. I thought, oh, lordy, lordy, here we go.
Here we go. All right. Well, do we have time to talk about anything else?
Yes. Yeah. What about this urine leak?
Well, you know, I mean, we're talking about memories. As you know, I was at a funeral this weekend out in California. And so my dear, dear friend picks me up and gives me a big hug. And he squeezed me really hard. And it felt really good until I felt the urine. He squeezed the urine out of me. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And so here we're in the middle of all these people. And I'm like, I hit the floor. And then I had to run to the bathroom with my legs together so it wouldn't come out. And I just think this is something that people happen more and more to women. I think that the incontinence is something that just is almost across the board, and kind of brings us to the title of our new book. And our book will be coming out in a few months. And what is the name of that?
Don't Pee on My Sofa.
Yes. Sassy Soliloquies, and it is about the fact that we have to deal with these things as we get older. So.
And what did you say your mother said?
What did my mother? I told you not to ask me. Do you remember? Because I never remember anymore.
But that was just this morning.
Oh, yes. My mother said, my mother's 89, and it's an issue. It's an issue with almost every woman I know, is that it may not be total incontinence, but I think that just to have those little things of urine pop out every once in a while and least expecting them, well, let me tell you, I'm never going to forget that, because everybody at the whole event knew that I'd wet my pants.
Okay, you are listening to Jean and Suzanne and the Dirty Little Secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And I just want to tell you that I am not planning on dying, and I don't have enough to my name to really do any of estate planning. None of this really applies to me, so I'm just going to take a little nap here while you do this segment, because, clearly this doesn't apply to me.
Well, now, see, with that kind of attitude, that's why we're doing this, Suzanne, because a lot of people have that attitude that you have, so you stay awake for this.
Am I wrong again?
Yes, you're wrong again. Stay awake for this.
Well, prove it. Tell me. Prove it.
All right. We have with us Karen Schottauer.
Schlotthauer.
I'm sorry. Schlotthauer, who is the estate planning attorney with Lohman Abdo Law Firm in Minneapolis. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
She drove.
Don't worry about the name.
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry. I hate to screw up a name.
It's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
I can say it, Schlotthauer.
Perfect. Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay, Suzanne and I were talking the other day, and then one of the questions that we came up with was about funeral planning. Should funeral planning be part of your estate planning, you know, like when we meet with you? Is that part of
what we do? Well, I don't think when you meet with an attorney and you hack out your estate plan, funeral planning may not be used as a term, but in truth, you are planning for your funeral in some way. And it's very important because those are tough decisions to make under stress. And if you're leaving your family in the cold without any instructions, it's tough on them. And plus, your wishes might not be met. And so with funeral planning, a lot of the planning is done through a healthcare directive, and that's a document where you're naming a person called a healthcare agent to make healthcare decisions for you when you can't communicate for yourself. But along with it, you can give instructions about different things to take place following your death. So, do you want a funeral? Would you prefer a memorial service? Are there special songs or readings? What type of atmosphere do you want to see take place at those services? We can also state if you have a preference for burial or cremation. And if it's burial, is there a plot? Do you have a mausoleum set up? If it's cremation, what type of disposition do you want to see happen with your ashes? So lots of different planning can take place with funeral issues.
And that will be in your, I mean, that's something that we deal with the lawyer.
Yes, like you can. Absolutely. Okay. Now, some of my clients will do things on their own where we attach their information to a healthcare directive. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're very thorough about readings and things like that. I just finished up an estate plan for an individual who gave me a CD which contained songs and things like that that she wants to see played at her funeral.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So lots of different options. Yeah. It just depends on the client and what their goals are. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because you know what? If you don't do that in your kids, I mean, like, I really think that's a huge part of this. Because, I mean, let's say you're into opera, but your kids like country western music, and all of a sudden they're playing, like, country western music at your funeral. I mean, I think your funeral really needs to represent who you are and what you feel that you want people to remember you or how they do. Is that just my controlling personality?
No, and I think it depends. I mean, some people want to pre-plan those things. Others find it difficult. But no matter what, conversations with children about that prior to an illness or obviously the death of a family member is key.
Well, and does that go along with how and when do we step in to handle concerns with our parents? Mm-hmm. Our parents, you know.
And here, the my dad is population.
Yeah, my dad is 105. I have no idea really what he wants. His wife does, I'm sure, but. But is that
why
something?
Do you say that? Why do you
well,
say it's like
because
that?
I think they know each other.
Well, you hope so, but maybe not always.
I wouldn't think so. Let's not go there.
Well, even I think before you're forced to step in, you want to have the conversation with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, sometimes parents realize that children have an issue talking about those issues that come up with estate planning or money management, things like that, then it's the parent who should initiate that type of conversation with the adult children.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that can really help is to have a family meeting to discuss these things. Mm-hmm. It's very beneficial in a blended family. So you'd sit down, everyone's around a table, and everyone is hearing the same message, which is really important. Because otherwise, if mom and dad are communicating at different times with different children, different things can be heard. That's when issues can come up or miscommunication, and then it can cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do that before there's any major health crisis.
Right, right. Well, also, just to change the subject here, I know you're helping my husband and I with our estate planning and with our wills, and we have a vacation home in Florida, and can you tell us a little, I mean, we were shocked about this, and we have an only child, so can you tell us a little bit about this, what happens? You were talking about people with cabins up north.
Sure.
Can talk a little bit about
that. Well,
there's
really two issues. The first one I'll deal with is the fact that you own the real estate outside of the state of Minnesota, and that brings us into the topic of probate. And many people have heard of probate, but they don't know what that means. And it's just basically a court proceeding where you're naming and appointing someone to have legal authority to deal with that asset.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's outside of Minnesota, we call it an ancillary probate. Well, when you own a vacation home in Florida, for example, and you were to pass away, you run the risk of having a probate in Florida as well as Minnesota. Having a probate outside of Minnesota is expensive, time-consuming, and you want to avoid it. So there's special planning techniques that we can use for a person who owns that real estate outside of Minnesota. And some of the options would be, obviously, you would own it currently as a joint tenant with your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And that means at one of your deaths, the survivor automatically comes into control of that asset. If you own it individually, though, however, or as a tenant in common, or maybe a partnership interest, that is a probate asset. And so we want to use special deeds, perhaps. In Minnesota, we have a deed called a transfer on death deed, which avoids probate. In Florida, they call it a ladybird deed. Very often, though, I utilize revocable living trusts to hold assets, real estate outside of the state of Minnesota.
So if we didn't do that for Michelle, she would have to go through two different
probate proceedings. That could be the outcome, yes.
And that would be mm-hmm. kind of tough.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay. And what exactly is probate? I mean,
it is a court proceeding where you're having a person called a personal representative appointed by the court to have the legal authority to sell, for example, that cabin or that piece of real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another big topic with real estate and estate planning is keeping a family cabin, for example, in a family. And that is just ripe for issues because a lot of parents think, oh, my kids, I want them to continue to own this. They all love it. The truth is the person really needs to have a conversation with children to know who is, in fact, interested. Do they want to own real estate with siblings? Can they afford it? Because if somebody can't afford it and the others can, it can cause problems. And so we work through those issues to come up with perhaps trust provisions, funding the trust appropriately, and allowing kids to get out of that if they find it necessary. Mm-hmm. So,
and Suzanne, remember moving up here? Everybody had that cabin up north. We were like, what? You know, we are up north. Where are they going? And that cabin,
I never wanted to go any further north than Minneapolis.
Right, that cabin.
Even after 30 years.
That cabin was such a big deal, so I can understand that families really want to keep that.
Absolutely.
Even maybe if the kids still don't want it. Well, Karen, can you tell us now how somebody can get in touch with you?
Sure. I'm at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm in Minneapolis. The phone number there is 612-339-8131. I can also be reached through email at Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at Lohman, LOMMEN.com.
We're going to be right back. We're going to hear more from Karen on how to protect what you have when you make your transition, even though you might not think it's enough to fuss about. So stay tuned, and we're also going to talk about our great drawing prizes for May. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
I have asked you before, what do you deserve? When it comes to orgasm, there are so many benefits. We have to discuss them in two parts. Wow. It keeps your blood flowing to the genital pelvic region. It is a form of cardiovascular exercise. It helps to elevate your mood by releasing dopamine. It helps you sleep. The hormones released during orgasm gives you a healthy glow and improves your skin health. Thanks to Amber Januski for organizing these facts. Do you deserve any of these benefits? Listen in next time for part two.
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adephrus and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
We're back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, Jean and Suzanne. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking to Karen Schlauthauer of Omen Abdu. See, this is the one I get, Omen Abdu.
Abdu.
Abdu. See, Abdu. I know. Why don't they spell it differently? You can't spell D-O and they get dough out of it. Anyway, okay, I know, but I knew that. And she is an estate planner extraordinaire, and she is answering the age-old question, if you can't take it with you, then what do you do? And I know for me, Karen, mm-hmm. one of the things about coming to you that I loved two things. I know you're going to touch on this later, but first of all, I knew up front what it was going to cost me, mm-hmm. and that really helped me. But the other thing is that I didn't know what I didn't know. People think they know what they think, oh, it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have very much, but you asked me questions that really were like, wow, that I would have never known that I didn't know. So I have loved having you, and I have loved that process.
Oh, thank you.
And that's true. I think, as you said, mm-hmm. a lot of times people think they have to have a lot of money or a lot of things to do estate mm-hmm. planning, but that's not it. Can you talk a little bit about tangible personal properties mm-hmm. in your will?
Yes. This is it's funny because sometimes it's the little stuff that really creates the big problems. And tangible personal property, for example, would be household goods, wearing apparel, jewelry, firearms, things that you have in your home, maybe a stamp collection, coin collection. If your will or trust refer to it, most people utilize a tangible personal property list to get those items to certain people following their death. So you can sit down and say, you want your watch to go to your daughter, your painting to go to your niece. And as long as it's signed and dated, it will be honored. That can alleviate a lot of the problems. Otherwise, what you do is you kind of state it generally to say, well, otherwise I want all of my tangible property to be left to my spouse, and if my spouse doesn't survive me, then in equal shares to my children. And then the question becomes, how do those kids divide it up? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you only have one person in charge, the personal representative. Other times you might have one or more. And I would ask yourself, how do those kids get along? What mm-hmm. are the dynamics? There's nothing worse than having the three kids together and they all revert back to where they were around the dinner table mm-hmm. when they were kids. One's a bully, the other one's a mouse and doesn't want to speak up. The other one's feelings always get hurt or whatever it
right,
is. I'm exaggerating, but utilizing...
Have you been sitting at my family's dinner yeah. table and not telling us?
No, I have not. But anyway, this list is a great way to do it. Or talk and have a discussion and let people know ahead of time mm-hmm. of who is getting what so that expectations are met. Or give it away during your lifetime if you feel that that's appropriate. But it really, the family dynamics is what can really mess things up.
Mm-hmm. Karen, should you share that? Should you sit your kids down and say, this is the way it is now? What if it changes? Should you have that talk and tell them how you've got it set up?
I think that depends on how old you are and where things are at. If you know things are going to be distributed in a certain way, I think it's great to have the conversation and let everyone know. But you're right. Sometimes you're not always at a point in life where you're able to share that, and you might be changing things in the future, then I wouldn't necessarily disclose it, because then you'd have to explain why the change was made.
Yeah, okay. Mm,
that's interesting.
How old is old enough? How old is old enough to do it? Just maybe it's a health issue?
Could be health issue, could be just, again, where are the children? How much involvement do you have with your kids? Is there one who's more involved than the other? It really does depend on the family.
Okay,
Karen, the next question is about divorce, mm-hmm. updating everything.
Yep. Divorce, there's a lot of different reasons to get back in front of your attorney to update your estate planning documents, but divorce is one of them. And the key is, we don't always think of assets that transfer with a beneficiary designation as being a part of our estate plan, but it very much is. You need to update your beneficiary designations. You do want to replace that ex-spouse, and you want to protect your minor children, for example, if you have them, and plan for possibly future marriages.
Thank you, Karen, so much. This has been really, really fabulous information. It's really been valuable. So you want to give your information again real quick?
Sure. Again, it's Karen Schlotthauer of the Lohm and Abdel Law Firm. The phone number is 612-339-8131, karen@lohman.com.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Just a reminder, don't forget to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. And speaking of sponsors, I want to ask a question. Do any of you ever struggle with like low energy, low moods, or just a bad attitude? I'm sure you've tried to make positive changes, but you just can't seem to hang in there until they really happen. We have a new personal transformation sponsor called Higher Brain Living that can really make a difference in all of these areas. I've been doing Higher Brain Living now myself for 8 weeks, and I feel fantastic, and it is really changing my life. And the great thing about it is that Higher Brain Training is they give free evening seminars in Wayzata, Hudson, and Minneapolis, and they actually show you and talk to you about how it's done. I went to one of these free seminars, and I was blown away. I really can't explain what happens. You just have to see it for yourself. Go to our website and click on Higher Brain Living for details and register for one of these free seminars.
I know that this has really impacted the lives of a lot of Aging But Dangerous women, so it's really exciting.
Very.
All right, and then our big drawing at the end of May, lunch with us and two of your friends. Well, you can come too. And so, but at the Women's Club of Minneapolis, and you talk about memories. I love that place. It is so beautiful. And the fees to join and to belong there are very reasonable, but we're just going to have the best of time. So be sure and sign up on our website for our big drawing.
And also, Suzanne, this is so exciting about our new prize for May. It's at the Oldenburg House Inn in Carlton, Minnesota. It's adjacent to Jay Cook State Park. I think that's north of Duluth. And it's two nights.
No, it's not. Carlton is not north of Duluth, is it?
That's what they told me. Yeah, that's what they said.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a two.
Sorry.
We'll have to look it up. It's a two-night stay for two, and it's called the Oldenburghouse.com. Go to their website. Their website is just beautiful. It's a beautiful place. And go to our website, www.agingbutdangerous.com, and sign up.
Yes, and that really is a gorgeous place. So that's a wonderful drawing prize. Go to our Facebook, facebook.com/agingbutdangerous, and make liking Aging But Dangerous a memorable thing to do.
And our May Swarm is at Lohm and Abdel, and they are located in downtown Minneapolis. It's going to be on May 21st and at 6 o'clock, and there's going to be lots of good information, and we really, it's going to be an exciting night.
Right. Well, and also our triathlon's coming up. So thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates in Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
We hope you've had a memorable Saturday morning, and please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.